Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Ask the Expert, where we put your questions to our expert this Tuesday afternoon. Dr. Ellen McSweeney from the Irish Blood Transfusion Service is with me here in studio to talk about, well, the ins and outs of giving and donating blood. Ellen, you're very welcome back to the programme. Good to
talk
to you
again. Thank you very much indeed, Andrea, for having me on.
Yeah, 087 1400 106. That's the number for your questions, voice notes, queries. Get them into us. Bank holiday weekend, we're coming into that. It's often a busy time for you guys, Ellen.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And though our stocks are actually quite good at the moment, other than own egg. Bank holidays are always challenging. So we ask people, if at all possible, if they can donate either coming up to the bank holiday or soon after it. Mm. And we also have clinics on the Sunday after the bank holiday as well.
On the Sunday after it,
the 7th
or the 8th or something?
The 9th.
Okay, people can donate. Right, we'll fly through some of the questions, Ellen. There's loads coming in. This texter had a blood transfusion 24 years ago. I'd love to be able to donate again. Why am I still not able to donate? I'm sure there are as many people like me.
Indeed there are, because one in four of us will need a blood transfusion at some stage of our life, but I'm afraid you can't. If you had one after 1980, then you can't actually donate.
Why is that?
Well, it was originally brought in because of a variant CGAD, and there were donors had donated when they were well, right, and later developed variant CGAD, and some of the recipients actually developed variant CGAD or had evidence of variant CGAD. So it's a precautionary measure. Now, all of this happened before leukodepletion, which is removing the white cells from the blood, was routine. So it is now.
Yeah,
but still, it's a precaution.
Okay. I have tattoos. Can I give blood?
Yes, but you have to wait 4 months after having the tattoo.
4 months after.
4 months,
and then you're
good
to go. Are severe asthmatics prohibited, or is it case by case?
It's very much a case by case basis. If it's very severe, then the likelihood is no. But we would actually ask an individual to let us know what medication they need, how many asthmatic attacks they've had, and if they've needed steroids, and how often, say, over the last 12 months or so.
Okay, so they do need to bring a little bit of their kind of medical history around that with them. This might be a silly question, says this listener, but I saw that the UCD vets were looking for dogs to donate blood. Can human blood be used in a dog?
No, it can't, I'm afraid.
So, yeah, so but they're looking for the dogs to donate.
I know, they have people. People who own dogs, some of them, you know, they go in and they donate for other dogs.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the number. Can I give blood? I lived in London between 1993 and 2002. I've heard that I couldn't because of mad cow disease.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely can. Right. Because that guideline changed back in 1997. It was a regulation and again was a precautionary measure because of variant CGAD. But that changed and you can donate.
Can you give blood when you're pregnant?
Not when you're pregnant. We say to people you need the hemoglobin and the iron in your body for yourself and the baby when you're pregnant. But after 12 months after you've been pregnant, then you can donate.
So at 5 weeks and feeling physically fine?
No, hold off
for a year after.
Hold on.
Okay. Listeners wondering, do you have to be fully vaccinated before you can give blood or will it matter?
No, you don't. But if you have had vaccines, then let us know. Some of the vaccines, what are called killed vaccines, then you can donate as long as you're well after it. But some of the others are live vaccines, live attenuated. So you have to wait 8 weeks. So either look on our website or ask us and we'll advise which term, if it's 8 weeks or if it's okay.
Do you have to bring proof of vaccination?
No, you don't. No.
You just take, okay. Can you give blood if you have your tongue pierced or is it a myth that you can't? I got mine done about 20 years ago and I can't take the bar out.
No, you can. You can. Any piercings, tattoos, acupunctures, other than those done by, say, medical professional nurses, then you have to wait 4 months, is the general rule.
Yeah, you can do it, but
just not straight afterwards.
Yeah, okay. Is your BMI still taken into account?
No, we've never taken the BMI into account. What we do take is your blood volume, particularly for female donors who are young and who may be more petite. You have to be a minimum of 50 kgs to donate. But if you have somebody who's female, less than 5'6" or less than 64 kgs, then we have what we call a nomogram, just a chart to work out that your blood volume is at least 3.5 litres. Because if it's less than that, you're more prone to fainting.
Yeah, because that's why this listener goes on in their message to say they're 5'2", 8.5 stone, but they were told that they were too small to give blood.
Yeah, it's the blood volume must be less than 3.5 litres.
Okay. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number, if you have a question for Dr. Ellen McSweeney from the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. I had TB as a child. It's over 50 years ago now. Can I give blood?
That should be fine.
Yeah, okay, that is okay. What about giving blood while on Ozempic?
Oh, not while you're actually on Ozempic. And we actually want somebody to have lost whatever weight they're going to lose and to be 8 weeks since they stopped taking Ozempic. And part of that is about the actual medication itself and about a concern that somebody of childbearing age, that there might be some problems with the baby if they were actually pregnant. Again, it's very, very precautionary, but it's what the actual manufacturers of the drug actually say.
And I presume that applies for the other brands as well. It's not just Ozempic as well. Yeah. This texter, Ellen, has rheumatoid arthritis and they take, is it biologic medication? I'm wondering, can I give blood?
No, not if you're taking biological medications.
No, they can't for that reason. But if they had arthritis and weren't on that, can they?
Yes, if they had arthritis of any kind, or they did have rheumatoid arthritis, but they no longer had any symptoms, or only just needed some painkillers, then they could, but not if they're on those other medications.
Is there an upper age limit to
Yes, there is. Then the upper age, if somebody's never donated before, is 65. Once they hit 65, if they have donated before, then the upper age is 80. Again, once they hit their 80th birthday. And if somebody is 70 or above, and they're a regular donor, in other words, they've donated within the last 2 years, then they can donate. But we ask that they bring a letter from their GP and that letter would have any medical conditions and any medication they're on.
Okay. Listener says, I've regularly have over the years donated platelets. Haven't had a text in a long time, wondering, are they short or looking for people like me at the moment?
Well, again, we're always looking for donors to donate either red cells or platelets. I don't quite know why that would be, but certainly if the person wants to ring up and ask our platelet clinic, then they'd be able to advise.
Why do people who have... Sorry, this listener says, I would love to give to donate, but I've had cancer. I needed lots of bloods during my treatment. I'm now 7 years cancer-free, though, and I'm wondering, why can't I give blood?
Okay, well, I'm delighted that the person is cancer-free now. Yeah. But unfortunately, they actually can't. And it's part of our directive, the law that we're under, the EU directives. And the concern is that even if somebody has no evidence of cancer, sometimes there are viruses that could actually contribute to some of the cancers and that they could be transmitted. Again, it's very, very precautionary. But those are the actual guidelines.
I'm on antibiotics at the moment. I'm booked in to give blood tomorrow. I was only at the doctor on Friday. I feel fine, though. Can I give blood if I'm on an antibiotic?
The likelihood is no. Now, if it's for something like rosacea, for example, or acne, and the person is on it routinely and they haven't any obvious infection, they can. But if it's an acute infection, then somebody has to be off the antibiotics for at least a week and should be fully recovered from the infection for at least 2 weeks.
If you're going through root canal treatment at the moment, how long will I have to wait to donate?
Again, we actually say wait until the entire procedure is completed.
Until the whole lot's done, right. A lot of people coming in with kind of specific questions like that. If I'm on blood pressure tablets, can I donate?
Yes, as long as you're on a stable dose of the tablets for at least 4 weeks and you're well and haven't any side effects from having high blood pressure for a while. For example, person must be well with no evidence of cardiac disease, that's the reason.
Yeah. Can you give blood if you're on the pill?
Yes, you can.
You can. And what about cholesterol tablets and fungal toenail tablets?
Oh my goodness. Right. First of all, the cholesterol tablets. The tablets themselves are not the concern. But some people are prescribed statins or some other cholesterol-lowering medication by their GP. And we say that's fine, as long as, again, you haven't got any evidence of an existing cardiac disease. Now, some people go to a cardiologist and the cardiologist may prescribe it. But if they do, usually a cardiologist will ask for a number of investigations. And in that case, we want to find out the results of the investigations.
Okay, so there is a little bit of work for that.
So there is. And again, we'd say to people, if that's the case, then, you know, we'd like actually to take their GP details or cardiology details, and we'd write and find out the actual results.
I've tried to give blood, or tried to give it a few years ago. I was told, because I visited some of the countries in Africa, Chad, Mali, Liberia, some of the Middle Eastern countries in Syria, Lebanon, that I'm not eligible to do so.
Okay, again, our guidelines change, and we also say to people, please do let us know, even if you were told in the past that you couldn't donate. We introduced a malaria antibody test in May of 2023, so people who have lived in malarial areas for 6 months or more would not have been able to donate prior to May 23, and now they can. But what we do for the first time they've come is we actually take a sample just to check if there's any evidence that they ever actually had malaria.
Okay, so there is ways around that.
There are now, yes.
And this listener had a voluntary operation in 2015 to clip a brain aneurysm that they had. During the recovery after surgery, they had a stroke. They were 35 years of age at the time. I've since fully recovered. I'm healthy and working. Life is normal. I went to give blood lately and was told I can't because I had a stroke. And I'm wondering what's the reason for this, because I donated prior to my brain surgery and I'm O negative.
Yeah, again, it's very precautionary. Anybody who's had what we'd call a serious illness, be it a stroke, be it angina, then we're worried in case the very act of donating, when you take approximately half a litre of blood in quite a short period of time, that might actually drop somebody's blood pressure and could actually end up with an adverse outcome. We don't want anybody to have a stroke again as a result of donating.
For other listener questions, we just didn't get to today, Alan. Where can they find the answers to those?
Oh, they can. Well, first of all, they can go on our website, giveblood.ie, and there's eligibility quizzes that they can do. And there are also FAQs, frequently asked questions. If somebody hasn't got the answer, ring us up, 1-800-731-137, and we talk through their queries with them.
Well, there's a lot of people obviously very keen to give blood.
Oh, indeed. And we do need people all of the time. Yeah. And I've already mentioned the bank holidays. We're aware people are on holidays as well. In this period of time, and our donations actually drop. And even early September, people going back, you know, children going back to school. So if they at all can, it's wonderful. They're wonderful people. If they at all can, it'd be great if they could come and donate.
Dr. Ellen McSweeney, the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. Ellen, thanks a million.
Not at all.
For joining us here. Not at all on the programme today. Email if you want to get in touch. lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.